Job said, "Has the pathways of light been made bare to you? Have you seen the doors that leads into light? Have you seen the way into light? See, there's a path which no fowl know it. The birds of the air have not seen it." So, I want to make real and known to you the reality of destinies in Christ Jesus. The reality of destinies in Christ Jesus. Most people don't know there is such a thing as destinies in Christ Jesus. Ha. They have no understanding in this respect. There is such a thing as destinies in Christ. A destiny in Christ is you coming into revelation of what Christ wants you to use your life for. Some say Christ is the Lord of their life, but He cannot be the Lord of your life if your life is not used for the purpose which He bought it for. Because we do not realize that we were bought. Then buy you. Eh? Christ bought you. That is how He's able to be your Lord. Your Adonai. Your Dominus. Christ bought you. They didn't dash you to Him. He bought you, and He didn't buy you with silver and gold. He used His own life to buy you. Christ used His life to buy you. Christ used His life to buy you. Sir, you were bought by God. Ma, sir, you were all bought by God. But then buy you. Let me say it. Then buy you. You are a bought asset of God. On this basis of that transaction, He is your Lord because He owns you. How and why? Because He bought you. Why are you doing that to that thing? What's your business? I bought it with my money. You will hear people say. They seem to have a kind of authority and right to their property because they can boldly declare and say, "I bought it." So that's a very fertile ground. You can use that thing for agriculture. Why are you just dumping refuse there? "I beg your pardon, this is my property. I bought it. I can use it for whatever I want." "So, all right, it's yours, whatever you want to do." Why? He's the Dominus. What the Greek call the Dominus? He's the Lord. You were bought with a price. Your destiny in Christ Jesus is what Christ redeemed you for. But listen, there's a catch here. And this, remember, mark these words. Your destiny in Christ can only be real to you, or real to the level Christ is real to you. My God. Your destiny in Christ can only be real to the level Christ is real to you. Your destiny in Christ can only be real to you to the level that Christ is real to you. And that is why to many they accept that there is such a thing as destiny in Christ. But that acceptance does not make an impact in their consciousness. So they don't give regard to it as they develop their lives. They agree that they are a royal priesthood, they are bought with a price, a royal, that are redeemed to show for the praises of their God. They agree with that. But because the consciousness of Christ that occupies their reality, as it were, is only limited to a certain level, they cannot accept. As the object that is right in front of them. Because for obvious reasons, their Messiah is a distant person. So even so, whatever arrangement he has made for them is also a distant reality. Your destiny in Christ is as only as real to you as Christ is real. To those who have no understanding of Christ, they have no touch, no touch, no touch with this reality. Your destiny in Christ is only as real. Father, will give you praise. One of the miracles that God can we hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
One of the miracles that God will do to you is to make present Jesus and Christ real to you. Because until he is real to you, any provision he makes and any offering he presents before you will not be real. Laro shagara misakuru tambraha kaziak. As a steward of light in God by grace, tonight, I decree a fresh in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare a fresh, a renewed illumination and revelation of Christ in your heart.
Amen.
Now listen, this you can't go past it. The level to which Christ is real to you is the same level to which your destiny in God will be real to you. That is why some persons can't fake it. Some can't even accept it. And those who accept it can't even walk according to it. Because it's only a mental assertion, an intellectual apprehension. But it has not taken hold of their entirety. It has not taken hold of their being. The such that the fabric of their existence resonates with the fact that they are bought of God, and that if they are bought of God, then God is very real. Paul said to those folks in the Bible, he said, some of you have not the knowledge of God. He didn't write Lebra Hashe Protombos. Father, we give you praise. Celebrate the Katakoto of Shantra and the Yakashiki to the Bakoto Salakadi. All right. I want somebody. All right, let me read it for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34. We are there, right? Listen to what Apostle Paul said to the church. This letter is to the church. He said, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some of you have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." Other translation says, can we hear me? Are we there, please?
Yes, sir.
Other translations will say, I say this to your shame. Some of you don't fully know God. Other ones say, some of you don't really know God. Some of you have no knowledge of God. The word used for knowledge there, right, is gnosis. He talks about deeper and perfect knowledge of God, insight and understanding into God. That letter was written to the church. So it's possible for somebody to be in church and fully have no knowledge of God. That kind of individual will also have no insight into their destiny in God. They won't even believe anything like that exists. There are many, and some may even be here, who think and believe that their Christian life and their faith, what they believe, is just an icing on the cake. You know, those of you that, you know, when they bake a cake, there's a substance of the cake, and then there's the overcoat of the fondant, right? That is used to as a cover. When you cut through it, then you see the main cake. You eat the main cake. In some places and in some respect, really interested, they just discard it. The icing is only even really important when there is a cake to go with it. And the icing doesn't have to be much. It doesn't have to be more than the cake, because it just, for obvious reasons, nobody really digs it. For some people, their faith and what they believe is an icing on the cake. So they go to university, come back, they go to their university, they attend their fellowship, they pray, they study, they attend prayer meetings, but it's still an icing on the cake. They graduate, they went to serve, they are believers, they are devout, they go to church, come back, they fear God. But they say God has not sunk into their life so much so that he penetrated deep down into their heart, that their activity becomes regulated by the fear of God. So when they are going to class, they are conscious of God, and God can say to them, don't do this, don't choose this one, choose this one. Some people, their prayer is like this: Father, I'm going this way, as I'm going this way, help me, show me favor, as I'm going like this, let your grace be with me, I pray, help me Lord, deliver me as I'm going here, show me favor, in the name of Jesus. God is an icing. There are some other ones that are like this: Father, I thank you for this opportunity, which way Lord should I go, this is an open door, what would you have me do, I think I should go this way, but I don't know, I just want to hear, lead me in this path. And then God bears witness to them that it's okay to go in that direction. One went on the acknowledgement of God. One other one went by inviting God if he cares to come. The other one has a level of understanding of God. They agree in God. The other one has the knowledge and the experience of God. Paul said to the church, some of you do not fully have the knowledge of God. I'm speaking this to your shame. So, for obvious reasons, how can a God that they don't fully acknowledge to be real Why would they want to live the entirety of their life thinking he will come through and direct it? Why would they believe that that kind of person has anything for them to do? No, no. Why? It's not real enough. You hear people like, let's just drop that in. Let's be frank. Let's talk fact. To them, God is not fact. These are not spiritual things. Let's drop spirituality apart. Let's take it by fact. Those kinds of people need help. Let's drop. Is the spirituality, is the spiritual people that should be telling you, let's drop the natural. Because your realm no reach. But these are real. And there are some persons that till at this time, very God is still the icing on the cake. He has not sunk into their life. You know the way they weave a shirt? They put the thread, they put it inside the material they are embroidering on. They bring it out, take it in, bring it out. Sometimes it's so weaved, interwoven that if you want to remove the embroidery, you have the cloth will start suffering damage because at some point you end up tearing the shirt because of how intricate the knitting is. Some folks have God intricately knitted into their life. If you can't separate God without taking a part of them, and when you take a part of them, you have damaged the individual. Some God is just, they use gum stain to just, you know that gum stain they use, they put water, use hot iron and press it and it sticks. And with when you want to move it, if you use, you just put it up. To some, God is a gum stain. To others, it is knitted. How can they believe a God and live the entirety of their life for a God that is not real enough to them? It's too risky. So they leave school, get a job, and then think it's time to get married. Oh Lord, there's this young man, like him. God bless us. Let's get married. And they get married. They live a life till 70, till whenever. When they go to heaven, they will realize that their destiny in Christ remained untouched. There are many like that.
God.
Their destiny in Christ remained untouched. They never entered into purpose. Some of you, the nurses, some of you have not the knowledge of God. How can he be real to you, your destiny in God be real to you, when even the one from whom the destiny proceeds from is not even real to you? The miracle of Christ is that Jesus Christ becomes real to you. That miracle must occur to you. And do you see the coordination of the Spirit? That the last thing we talked about was the knowledge of God. It's not coordinated. It's not like I'm saying, okay, let's do this. You see that now it's making sense that there's a link here. It's like a continuation. Because left for me, I wanted to continue from where we stopped, but you just see that the link is there. That's because the Holy Spirit speaking and is coordinating the administration to pass it a clear and a defined message. The extent to which God is real to you, to that extent, your destiny in Him will be real. Many go on to glory. And of course, they will make heaven because the scripture says the requirement to make heaven is that Christ is in you. No other requirement. If you lose Christ in you, well, you lost it. That's why I say the dead in Christ shall rise. Those who are alive, who are in Christ. Do you understand? Some will make heaven, but in heaven they realize that they didn't interpret. You know why? They didn't allow God to sink into them enough so that they could enter reality of destiny. He said, make known, reveal, inheritance, destinies in Christ. Make known, reveal, make known, inheritance, destinies in Christ. to the extent that Jesus Christ is real to you, to that extent. Such a concept as destiny in God. Some do not know, not even realizing it. What do you think will happen to that individual at the end of their life? They didn't touch divine assignment. And if you didn't touch the assignment of the kingdom of God, on what basis will your reward come? There is no reward system by the revelation of scriptures for making heaven. Read through it. The reward system is for service. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful. You can't be faithful in doing nothing. Faithfulness is a measure of commitment and dedication to an assignment. You can't say he's doing nothing. He's a faithful servant. He's faithfully doing nothing. It's a contradictory statement. I have finished the course that God has marked for me. Now I wait the crown that the God will be with. Set. So people worship some kind with they have on that day you realize that the reward system is based on service. But those who do not discover their purpose in God for the end of their life till they are called to glory, on what grounds would they be rewarded? Or what grounds? How are you scored when you didn't write an exam? It's blank. Go on any exam. They don't put zero. Zero itself is a score. Unless if the examiner just wants to. When you miss an assessment, they put a dash. Null. Absent. Non-existent. So on what basis will a man be rewarded? When they at the goal of his life, he did not smell it. On what basis? I put it to you now. When Christ Jesus comes before you, and when you go and you approach Christ, can you testify of the truth by the witness of God in your heart that what you are doing is what God called you to use your life for? Or you are just living life so that days can be numbered for you. You are 30 years. You are 28. Can you say you are in touch with the God that bought your life? And that your life, you are using it for a function in you. Can you say this? Reveal, make known, inheritance, destinies. Christ Jesus. God will only be real to you. Your destiny in God will only be real to you to the measure which God Himself is real to you. God will only be real to you to the measure which Himself is real to you. Put this to you. Do you live within the call of Christ over your life? Or you are just living and adding days to your life? You are just living your years increasing. I am asking you, where are you going to? Where are you going to? Where are you going to? Father, we give you praise. Your destiny in Christ will only be rooted in you to the level which Christ is real to you. And as to the coming into the reality and the realness of Christ in your heart. So it's an experience of divine encounter and revelation of God. Not necessarily an appearance of Christ to you, but an encounter and revelation of God that births and imparts into you and creates, arranges inside of you the consciousness of the realness of Christ. To this end, I submit this evening, and this is disappointing, and we should note this, that the limit of your life is the limit of your knowledge of Christ. The limit of your life is to the extent of the limit of the depth of Christ you have. The limit of your life is determined by the limit of Christ that you possess. The limit of your life is limited by the limit you have in Christ, actually, in actual terms. The limit of your life is to the same limit of your knowledge in Christ. The limit of your life is to the limit of the reality of Christ to you. And if you have no knowledge of Christ, then you will live limited forever until Christ comes. So the limit of your life is regulated by the limit of your Christ, your own Christ. Father, we give you praise that the light may shine. Father, we give you praise. Tonight, you have been brought into an encounter. Been brought into a reality. Tonight, you have been brought into an encounter. Tonight, you have been brought into a reality. Now, I want you all to be sensitive in God. Some things are about to happen. When He sent me, when God sent us, when He sent me, He said, reveal, make known. And right from the initiations of these things in our own personal lives, He gave also that grace with it. I want you all to be sensitive now, because I see the revelation of God in people's spirit. Right now as I speak, there is an intensifying of the presence, because in people's heart and their spirit, I sense the revelation of God. Christ is becoming more real to people, and to some He's becoming real to them. You have prayed to Christ before as a distant Messiah. Now He's becoming real to you. Lekos, Shekos, Letos, Kandes, Sokota. Close your eyes if you can. Stretch forth your heart in this direction as you hold your phone as a point of contact. Rekos, Shakitos, Paladamayas. Close your eyes if you can. Stretch forth your heart in this direction, and then with your phone in your hands as a point of contact. Lekosh, Lekesh, 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 Lekosh. Karya kura kere. Lebora didi kuru babri kes unzi babakanda. Melbakaria duglu rukutus eke leprahangas. Gego shiga gego ni gogo gagi. Gege. Rakiso protoko shikatarabash. Yekosh. Yakash. Yekosh. Lekosh, Zekotosh, Iga Kirosh, Bar Bakekokaga, Lepro Ites Prahande, Lar Ger Korgea, Rekosh, Shekosh, Rekosh, Shekosh. Telebahashi Matai. Thank you. Thank you. It has begun. 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 The handling of seals that reveal the Messiah. The handling of seals. Seals that reveal the Messiah. The handling of seals that reveal the Messiah. Lekosh. Shekosh. Lekish. Shekish. Dekish. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Thank you. The handling of scrolls. My God. You are exalted. Thank you, mighty God. Father, we give you praise. Thank you. Thank you. Be thou exalted. Thank you. In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Let's appreciate God. Let's thank Him for His help and His grace. Thank you,
Jesus.
Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Before we leave tonight, we are rounding up. It's not past 9, but we started 9:07:15, or even later before then. We still have the liberty of a few minutes, but we want to be able to round up within this hour of past 9. But before we go, can I take one or two comments from some persons that are present here for the edification and for the just for the purpose of setting for certain things? Then we round up this evening to return tomorrow. You can already see that really we didn't say anything really yet tonight. We have said quite a lot of things, but as to the body and the essence, we are only trying to bring us into a height and a place where we can conceive revelation, right? And through a series of gates, many things have happened already, but we are still coming into what actually is to say. That's why tonight is just an introduction or a foundation or a platform. And I know God has touched a lot of hearts already by His word and the encounter of His Spirit. Glory to God. I would have really loved to take one or two comments before we close tonight. From the audience joining us from wherever we are, it would have been awesome to have one or two comments. Glory. Platform is open. Our mics are open and we have that liberty. Please, let's be fast about it so we can release this man and women. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Please, let's be queuing in. I know there are a lot of people. You don't have to be shy or anything. This is a round table. You get to talk. That's why when you join in, the first thing, we open your mic and give you the opportunity to speak when you have to. So it's a round table and everybody's expected to have one or two things to say. And of course, yes, you should. All right, Emmanuel, let's hear you, please.
All right, sir. Praise the Lord once again.
Hallelujah.
During the prayer session, well, that was after the opening prayer when he began making declarations. The first thing that I experienced was that I saw a wrecked ship in a desolate desert, just like barely hanging, just tilted one side, just desolate. It was wooden, not this recent kind of ships made of iron, but this ancient wooden kind of ships, desolate like that in a desert. And I was wondering what it was doing there alone. Then all of a sudden, like a flood of water just filled the desert and kind of lifted it up from that and desolate that position where it was. But I've not really tried to get the interpretation, but that's just what I saw. And then when you asked me, when you kept making declarations and you asked for certain experiences that people had, it wasn't the sensation of fire anyway, but I just felt cold. The atmosphere just turned cold where I was, because it's hot, and just out of nowhere it became cold. So those were just the few experiences I had earlier.
They will multiply. They are not few.
Amen.
The atmosphere became cold. Remember, we told you to convert your surrounding. Mm-hmm. Prayer of conversion. Glory to God. We will talk about the desolate ship and the river, the flood that came. Glory to God. Let's cue in again the other ones. The floor is open. You don't have to. We will talk about that ship. We want to be able to have taken the ones we would have taken, so we round up speaking, and that's it. Glory, come on. The floor is open. Father, we give you praise. We worship you in the beauty of it. Hallelujah, glory.
Hallelujah. I just want to say the presence of God that is present here is not just a mist, is alive, is a personality. Last week, every single meeting, in fact, for last week, after the first day, I woke up the next morning. I slept, nothing profound or spectacular. But I woke up in the morning like the cause of my being has been touched, has been broken, like deep down. The presence of God was there. It was operating my being. I just woke up that morning. The things I now do, it just comes from deep inside. So if I'm showing honor to some, it's from deep inside. It's not just trying to, it's just from deep inside. I just woke up. It's a sovereign change that I know I couldn't have entered into it just by myself. It was just sovereign and divine. It's something that could have taken me journeys in God. But it just one night, I woke up the next morning and change was so profound. And even today, when you asked us to pray, I was praying, and then the prayer was not, it was just coming on its own. It was coming from somewhere. It was coming from somewhere. The tongues that were coming out, it was like I was on autopilot. It was not me praying anymore. And then I started clapping, and I was just clapping and just celebrating God, and like on autopilot. Praise God.
That's the experience of the Holy Spirit. Fullness of joy. Like, we know, we gave the illustration that you can use gum stain. People that are fashion designers here know what I'm talking about. You can use gum stain to put on a shirt or a dress you are making. It can be ripped off with one play pressure and forces applied. But when you embroider or stitch something, you know the way they do these designs on shirts and on attires, like the ones the Indian people wear, and is embroidered on it by weaving and stitching. It's hard because it goes in, comes out with very complex tones. Sometimes I've been in a place where somebody's like, we can't remove that thing. The shirt will tear, because you saw some of them complain. I was in a fashion house some time ago, and I think somebody brought back a shirt that they had made for their husband. I was like, this is not the pattern of the design he wanted. Look at what I showed you. And then the contention there, and that what was troubling the fashion designer was that it's not going to be easy to undo the stitch, because innumerable, I can say, number of turnings have been made on the stitch, and it spread across the front of the chest, like the chest area. So he said, to unweave this thing, to undo its stitch, kai, that's the way it is when God is interwoven into you and stitched into your life like an embroidery. You see, I can't leave God again. I can't. Even if I want to go back, it's not possible. You can see she's saying that the fiber, the fabric of her humanity is as if he has sunk inside and been woven into her being. Now listen, when you come to that kind of re-experience in God, are you able to sustain it and walk in it? You don't have when you are a worshiper and you have arrived at that level, when out of you will flow forth God's presence. It will follow your voice. It will follow your demonstration, because there is God inside you. You will be uttering God and ministering God, speaking God. Because God maintains many states. God will help you to understand what I mean by maintains many states. If you give a shout of praise, there will be anointing and presence on the voice. And as a believer, you'll be regulated in righteousness because God is living through you, my God. There are many, it can only be a miraculous operation of God by His Spirit to attain to it overnight, or to attain to it within a period and a season. Many abandoned the natural way to attain to it. Some followed in it for years and attain to it further on somewhere at the end of their life. Praise the Lord. It was last weekend. You also can have the same order of manifestations and experience. All she did, hear God's word and receive the encounter of God in your spirit. The same order of things we also follow on. It can be also your testimony. Like I said earlier, the heavens acknowledge this gathering. That's why you see signs are following. These are what are called signs. And of course, the ministry of signs abide here in this house to the glory of God. It will happen to you also. You also will be reporting your own manifestation. You know, last week we gave a revelation, we gave a prophecy that there are many who have an experience of glory. It's already playing out. Some of them are not here today for some reasons. We will also hear from them tomorrow. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. The gentleman who saw a ship and a flood of river is what we are talking about. That is the season of awakening. That is a flood that brings life. You see, until the desert becomes a fruitful field, and a fruitful field becomes a forest. I mean, it just floods and then life goes. I have a word to caption it, but for some reasons I can't really say that clearly now. First, maybe we'll say it, but we catch the insight and the direction of that prophecy. It's not just a vision. Some visions are prophecies. That's how the prophet saw them. I'm recommending a message. Last week I recommended a message for someone, for us here, the life that will host God's glory. Somebody called me on Sunday and said, he kept saying, Sir Angus. My God. Sir Angus. I said, what? He said, that message, the life that will host God's glory. He did, He couldn't, but that was just what I was saying. The life that we host God's glory is there. Now, within the week, we put up the message of last week, the second day, which is one of the messages she's making reference to, the knowledge of God. It's right there on the channel. You will find it, the knowledge of God. Please, whatever you do, get that message and listen to it before tomorrow. For those of us who were not here last weekend, tap into the frequency already so that when you come tomorrow, you are at another level again. It's right here on the platform, on this Telegram platform, the knowledge of God. It was put up a couple of days ago. My God, get it. Sink into it. Don't joke with your destiny in God. The extent of your life is limited by the knowledge of God you have. It's revelation knowledge. So what do? You go for the revelation of God so that you can expand the possibilities that will abide in you. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. You may be a villager, you may stay in the village today. It is the depth of God in you is able to make doors in impossible places. God is not localized. He abounds everywhere. And wherever you are meant to be, will be there. Only expand the horizons of your possibilities by expanding the depths, the boundaries of your knowledge in God. By Christ Jesus. Everyone that is being pastored from this platform is destined for global phenomenon and relevance in Christ. We pastor a generation. We pastor global entities in Christ Jesus. Their destiny is heavyweight. That's everybody pastored here. You also, you are not different. Being brought into this fellowship by God. It's my prayer that you will make the most out of it. That your life will continually make profit you and that you are changing levels. Jesus is Lord. For those of us who care, and for everyone, I would recommend, get the knowledge of God. Download it tonight. If possible, hear it tonight. It's not long. It's about an hour. But you will know when it will pass. That hour will pass if you are paying attention. And when you also can get the life that will host God's glory, so that you can live forever in presence. It's a possibility. Some persons live in it. Some are living in it. You also will live in it. Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. We won't take any more again for the sake of our time. Tomorrow we are here by 7:30. Tomorrow is Saturday, so we'll commence 7:30. Please, if this profited you, share the link and bring someone to hear. If this profited you, bring somebody, come and hear this thing. We have come to the stage where we'll personally pray for people to have instant healings. Just that, well, that time and see we are going there. But we'll be having healing sessions where we'll be ministering the healing of God to people. And yes, healing and deliverance sections, we'll have them. We have prayed for people who we don't even know till date over the phone, and deliverances were wrought in their life. So it's not a matter of it we work. It's just a function of when that time will come. So get many connected. People whose life battered, shattered, have a trouble, get them here. It is the word of God that gathers life. He said, my mouth has spoken them, my spirit has gathered them. What I'm saying is, if you know someone that will be profited from what you have received tonight, don't do them injustice. Pack them along. Jesus is Lord. Father, I give you praise for tonight. Thou exalted. Let only your name be highly exalted. To you be praise and glory. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Be thou exalted, mighty God. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.